فَلَا بَأْسَ أَنْ يُؤْجَرَ وَيُحْمَدْ. There is no problem when a person is getting reward and he is getting praise. So when Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu heard this, he got so excited, he picked up his head. He looked at the Sahabi and he said, did you really hear this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And he continued saying this, did you really hear it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So he said, yes. So he says, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu got so happy, I thought as though he'll fall down on his knees. He was so excited to hear this. And the reason Ulama mentioned, why has Abu Darda radiallahu anhu so happy to hear this? Because it means that there is no conflict between a person getting rewarded in this dunya and also getting rewarded in the akhirat. Because getting praise is some type of reward in this world. And what happens to your reward in the akhirat, that they were very, very, very worried about. Sahaba always worried that if we're getting any benefits in this world, Allah Pak mustn't make it said that we don't get in the akhirat. So this hadith is confirming that yes, you can get benefit in this world and you can get benefit in the akhirat. So he got so happy that at least whatever benefit we're getting in this world won't cancel out our benefit in the akhirat, because akhirat was so much in front of them. So next day the same thing happened. This is where we're continuing the hadith. The next day what happened? فرأيت the next day فيقول نعم فما زالوا يعيد عليه حتى إني لا أقول لا يبركن على ركبته قال فمر بنا يوما آخر. The next day the Sahabi walked past again and Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu was sitting there with his companions. فقال له أبو دردار radiallahu told him كلمة تنفعنا ولا تضرك. Tell us something that will benefit us, it won't cause you any harm. You also will learn that for deen, a person should never feel too proud of himself. Hazrat Abu Darda was a great, great Sahabi. But yet he's asking the other Sahabi to teach us something. So for ilm, we shouldn't feel shy to ask anybody, whether he's younger than us, whether his person is older than us, whether the person to us in our knowledge, the person may be not so learned, but he got some knowledge that we don't have. He may have some skill in something. We shouldn't feel shy to ask the person to teach us. He has Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, in front of all his satis, his students, his companions, he's asking the Sahabi to tell us something so we can learn. And this desire should be there to learn all the time. So tell us something that won't harm you and will benefit us. قال لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من منفق على الخيل كالباسط يده بالصدقة لا يقبضها. He said, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had told us, that person that is spending on the horses of jihad is like that person that has got his hand stretched out all the time in giving sadaqah. La yaqbaduha, he doesn't pull his hand back. In other words, because he's preparing and making arrangements to get these animals ready for jihad, it's as though he's spending all the time on the feed, on the fodder, on the taking care and the maintenance of the horses. Whatever he's spending, it's as though he's continuously spending in sadaqah all the time, whatever he may be spending on this animal, even to the extent that that grass and all that he's feeding, for that also he's getting the sawab of sadaqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes that act, that this person is aware, he's careful, he's mental, he's being focused, and he's realizing that this some part of deen that has to be prepared for. So every cent he's spending, it's as though he's spending all the time on that animal. It's as though this person is giving sadaqah continuously. ثُمَّ مَرَّ بِنَا يَوْمًا آخَرًا. And the Sahabi walked past again on another day. فَقَالَ لَهُ أَبُو الدَّرْدَى. Abu Darda again asked him, كَلِمَةً تَنْفَعُنَا وَلَا تَدُرُّمْ. Tell us something that will benefit us and won't harm you. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ نِعْمَ الرَّجُلُ خُرَيْمَ الْأَسَدِي لَوْلَا طُولُ جُمَّتِهِ وَإِسْبَالُ إِزَارِهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that what a nice person is Khurayma al-Asadi. What a nice person is Khurayma al-Asadi. If only Lola tulu jummatihi, if only his hair wasn't so long and his trousers were not so low. If only his hair was not so long and his lower garment was not so low. And what a beautiful way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it. That this Sahabi, he wasn't there present. But Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam liked the Sahabi and he wanted these two actions to be corrected. So he did it in a way of praising that Sahabi. That he's such a good person. In other words, if only he didn't have these two things, he would have been an even better person. So such a nice person, such a nice way. This is what you call hikmat. When you want to correct somebody and teach somebody, he makes that person feel nice. And when he feels nice, he'll accept whatever you're saying. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praising the Sahabi. Ni'am al-Rajul, what a beautiful person is Khurayma al-Asadi. If only his hair was not so long, and oh, if only his lower garment was not so low, was not so long. So the hadith goes on to say, فَبَلَغَ ذَلِكَ خُرَيْمًا فَعَجَّلَ. That message reached Khurayim. And this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. He said that you're such a good person. If only your hair was not so long and if only your lower garment was not so low. So immediately the hadith says, فَعَجَّلَ he rushed, فَأَخَذَ شَفْرَةً فَقَطَعَ بِهَا جُمْبَةً. He took a scissors and immediately he cut his hair إِلَىٰ أُذُنَيْهِ till his earlobes. وَرَفَعَ عِزَارَهُ إِلَىٰ أَنْسَافِ سَاقِهِ. And he lifted up his lower garment till his shins. Immediately, till halfway through his knees and his ankles, that halfway through his shins, he lifted up his lower garment. ثُمَّ مَرَّ بِنَا يُوْمًا آخَرٍ. And he says that Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he walked past us another day. فَقَالَهُ أَبُو دَرْدَى, sorry, the Sahabi Sahal ibn al-Hanzaliyah walked past Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu told him, كَلِمَةً تَنْفَعُنَا وَلَا تَدُرُّ, tell us something that will benefit us and won't harm you. قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إنكم قادمون على إخوانكم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said after one battle that you people are now going back to your people. إنكم قادمون على إخوانكم, you are going back to your brothers. فأصلحوا رحالكم, that make your animals neat, clean it, keep it in a good condition. وأصلحوا لباسكم, keep your clothes clean, keep your clothes neat. What a beautiful hadith. حَتَّى تَكُونُ كَأَنَّكُمْ شَامَّةٌ فِي النَّاسِ, to such an extent that you should keep. Now they're coming from battle. You must know in those days the dust and the dirt, all that would have settled on the animal, it would have settled on them. But yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, keep yourselves neat, keep yourselves tidy. You're going back to your brothers, go back in a presentable condition to such an extent that you appear like a beauty spot amongst the people. That you appear like a beauty spot amongst the people. A beauty spot is something that is not something that is looked down upon. It's something that you will see it. It will appear nice. It will stand out. It won't be outstanding, but it will stand out in its beauty. So like that, when you are amongst people also, in your beauty, you should be presentable. You should be nice. You should stand out. People know you to be a clean person, a decent person. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفُحْشَ وَلَا التَّفَحُّشَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like a person being untidy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like a person deliberately trying to be untidy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like a person who's got this quality, and a person who mubalaghatan, he tries to be like that, he doesn't have the decency. Something we learn from here is a person should try and keep his clothing also clean. He should try and keep his conveyance clean, mean his vehicle also clean. He should try and keep it clean and tidy. So there's nothing wrong if a person likes to keep his car clean. In fact, this is encouraged from this hadith, then be presentable. Sometimes we say, no, man, this is only a dunya thing. We don't need to keep it clean. It can be untidy. It can be dirty. From this hadith, we learn that despite coming back from battle, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling the Sahaba that when you are amongst your people, be presentable. Be neat. Be clean. There isn't such a thing as in Islam that to be dirty is part of piety. You be clean and also see that your mounts are clean, your animals are clean. So they are also presentable when you appear in front of people. So this teaches us something important. And wherever we are, even if we are returning from a journey, see how we can be presentable when we come amongst people. So the people, they also look up to us, they feel comfortable with us, that this person is a neat, tidy, clean person. And this also tidiness and how the hadith mentions, that at-tuhuru shatrul iman, that this taharat and this pak damani is something that is half of iman. So there's not something far away from a believer. We should try and stay clean all the time and keep our places at home clean, keep our vehicles clean. All this is part of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.